Good evening. This is a breaking news report on the ongoing conflict in Gaza, where accusations of genocide against Israel have intensified. On August 25, 2025, Israeli airstrikes hit Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, Gaza's last fully functioning public hospital. The attack killed at least 20 people, including 5 journalists, doctors, and patients. A double-tap strike targeted rescuers responding to the first explosion, raising concerns of deliberate attacks on civilians. The United Nations and human rights groups condemned the bombing, calling it a potential war crime since mid-July. Israel's escalated operations have killed an estimated 1,000 to 1,500 Palestinians, mostly civilians, according to Gaza's health ministry. This includes 89 deaths in a single day in Gaza City, and 14 aid seekers shot near relief convoys. Over 62,000 Palestinians have died since October 2023, with nearly half being women and children. Famine and disease have worsened the toll, with 227 starvation deaths, including 103 children. The International Court of Justice, Amnesty International, and UN experts have warned that Israel's actions, mass killings, infrastructure destruction, and starvation policies may constitute genocide under the 1948 Genocide Convention. They cite intent from Israeli officials' statements and the targeting of hospitals and aid systems. Israel denies this, claiming self-defense against Hamas and asserting that civilian deaths are unintended, though evidence of policies targeting rescuers has emerged. Global outrage is growing. Over 200 former EU diplomats and the in-demand accountability, while 197 journalists have been killed since the war began, the deadliest conflict for media on record. Critics argue Israel's siege and disproportionate force violate international law. The situation remains dire, with Gaza's health system near collapse and thousands trapped under rubble. This has been a special report on Israel. In other news, two significant moves by President Donald Trump this week. First, the U.S. government has secured a nearly 10% stake in Intel, the American chipmaker facing challenges in the AI boom. On August 22, 2025, Trump announced the $8.9 billion deal, converting unpaid grants from the CHIPS and Science Act into equity shares. Intel CEO Liputin, after White House meetings, confirmed the government will buy 433.3 million shares at $20.47 each, a discount to market value. The stake is passive, with no board seats or control, but includes a warrant for more shares if needed. Trump called it a great deal for America, boosting semiconductors for AI vehicles and security against rivals like China. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick posted on X that it strengthens U.S. tech leadership. Intel's stock rose over 5% that day, but the move drew criticism. Some Republicans, like Senators Thom Tillis and Rand Paul, called it a step toward government overreach, resembling socialism. Critics worry it blurs public-private lines, unlike free market ideals. Supporters, including AWS CEO Matt Garman, praised it for innovation. This is the biggest U.S. government stake in a firm since the 2008 auto bailout, and Trump hinted at similar deals for companies like Boeing. In related economic news, Japan's SoftBank also invested $2 billion in Intel, about 2%, signaling confidence amid its $18.8 billion loss in 2024 period, now turning to a controversial executive order. On August 25, 2025, Trump signed a directive targeting the burning of the American flag. The order instructs Attorney General Pam Bondi to vigorously prosecute desecration cases linked to violence, hate crimes, property damage, or incitement, while respecting First Amendment rights. It refers potential state law violations, like open burning bans, to local authorities. Trump stated flag burning incites riots and warrants 1 year in jail with no early release. It also allows revoking visas or deporting foreign nationals involved. The White House cited recent protests, like June 2025 unrest in Los Angeles over ICE raids, where flags were burned amid violence. The order acknowledges the 1989 Supreme Court ruling in Texas v. Johnson, protecting flag burning as symbolic speech, but argues exceptions for fighting words or imminent lawless action apply. Free speech groups, like the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, condemned it as unconstitutional overreach. Even conservatives, including Fox News Brit Human Christopher Scalia, son of late Justice Antonin Scalia, criticized it, with Scalia quoting his father, "If he were king, he'd ban it, but the First Amendment prevails." Hours after signing, a North Carolina Army combat veteran, Jay Carey, was arrested near the White House for burning a flag in protest, charged with violating park fire rules. He was released that night. Legal experts predict challenges, as the Supreme Court has upheld flag-burning protections. These actions underscore Trump's focus on national pride, economic strength, and law enforcement, but spark debates on free speech and government role. Reactions are divided, with supporters praising patriotism and critics warning of rights erosion. This has been a special report. Stay tuned for updates.